This is Valera Unbalanced.
Episode 1, Space.
Ground floor, going up.
Welcome to our first episode of Valera Unbalanced. I am your host, Valera. This is a comedic variety show inspired by the three greats, The Prairie Home Companion, Radiolab, and The Daily Show. The theme of tonight's podcast is space, where you'll be treated to an exclusive interview with the recluse former planet Pluto.
Heavenly body or a foul-mouthed little dwarf.
And we'll hear a song composed by two Libras.
Grooves in space.
But first, a counterweight. I'm broadcasting from within Earth's first space elevator, a 1,500-ton assembly that consists mostly of a 3-foot-wide ribbon of carbon nanotubes that extends over 62,000 miles into space.
Music off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My co-host is the space elevator's AI computer, which you may have noticed sounds like a remixed version of me. That's because we're broadcasting from the future. And in the future, everything sounds like a remixed version of me. How do you know it's really the future? I'll prove it. Computer, what year is it?
The future.
There you have it. The space elevator is now officially the number one wonder of the world. The engineering hurdles overcome to make the project happen were incredible leaps for mankind. I mean, the ability to compensate for fatigue that happens to any material when it's rapidly shifted between 1 and 300 Kelvin. The whole snap of a carbon nanotube being like a TNT explosion. That thing about how a snapped cable would wrap around the Earth 3 times and foul up all the elevators. That was all worked through. But the fact that they solved the Crocodile Dundee effect as well, that took impressive to a whole new level. You remember that scene in the movie where Australia's biggest star, Paul Hogan, stands up on the ridge and swings a bull roarer around his head and the noise fills the entire valley? The sound of the bull roarer comes from a flat piece of wood flying and twisting through the air at a high velocity. The faster you swing, the louder it gets. The larger the piece of wood, the lower the pitch. The lower the pitch, the further the sound carries. As far as the gases and ions surrounding the Earth go, the space elevator would be the equivalent of a 3-foot-wide, very thin, 300-mile-long bull roarer twisting through the air at thousands of miles per hour. Thank God they solved that, eh? As difficult as that problem was, though, what I'm even more glad they solved was the short circuit effect. Above 60 miles or so, our atmosphere becomes increasingly ionized, electrified, much like the ground. Normally, these charges are kept separate by air, which makes a poor conductor. But sometimes the difference in charge becomes so great, there's a violent equalization between the two, usually linked by water vapor, in the form of lightning. It was feared that the space elevator would provide a permanent conduit between the two, and the predicted effects range from an earth-shattering lightning bolt of cataclysmic proportions to a complete breakdown of the magnetic fields guarding the Earth from solar radiation and everything in between. Not exactly happy funball, but like I said, all that's behind us now, and we can enjoy cheap transport of many tons worth of equipment into space, as well as an extremely low energy cost 17,000 mile per hour launch of deep space probes and vehicles. The one thing they haven't solved yet is the time it takes to get to the top, which at a speed of 150 miles per hour takes about 21 days. While we wait, here's Grooves in Space by Two Libras.
Music's on.
Thank you.
Of the Libra Unbalanced. Please flag this show if you enjoyed it. All songs were used with the permission of the original artists. If there's enough interest in the show, Guitar Hero star band Freeze Pop has agreed to a future interview. You can learn more about them at freezepop.net. Star Wars gangsta rap creators Bent TV have agreed to an interview as well, but it can only happen if you flag this podcast. The Libra Unbalanced is brought to you by
Infinite.